Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
It is 8:37 on WMAO, where Washington comes to talk this Friday morning in the nation's capital. A happy Juneteenth to one and all, and a happy Father's Day coming up this Sunday. It's a nice weekend to celebrate, and we're going to have a beautiful weekend. And we've had a beautiful morning all morning long with Jillian Anderson sitting in here and keeping us company all morning. Your WMAL debut, well, at least as a in the host capacity. You've been a guest before.
Yes, I love being here.
It's been great. And well, I know you loved working at Fox News too, because you got to work with real pros like our next guest, Brett Baer, anchor special report on Fox News Channel. And look, Jillian's all grown up and on WMAL this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Jillian.
Brett, first of all, happy Father's Day to you. And I oftentimes save some personal stuff for the end of the interview if I can get it in. But your journey as a father has been a really remarkable one to witness. As a father of two special needs children, I'm inspired by you. And I'd love for you to just take a moment this Father's Day to reflect on that, if you don't mind. And let's just start that way.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. My son Paul was born with 5 congenital heart defects, so we didn't know at the beginning, and that started our journey at Children's National. So 4 open heart surgeries, 10 angioplasties later, he's the tallest kid in his class. He's doing great, and he's playing golf every day this summer. And we're really, really blessed. And our other son, Daniel, is doing well, too. So I think it just gives you a perspective on everybody goes through something. Everybody has something to deal with. This was our something, and we've gotten through it. So
I like to think that God gives us the children that he knows we're going to be the best fathers for. And I have no doubt that's exactly what happened here. And I'm surprised you didn't lead with the golfing, by the way, knowing you. You bury the lead.
Well.
Brett, let's look back on this week for President Biden, this big foreign policy trip, G7, NATO, and Putin. And going in, sort of the narrative was, if there was one, that this is Biden's wheelhouse. He's a foreign policy expert. And I'm looking back, I don't know if he necessarily hit the mark that people assumed he would.
Well, I think the question is, what was the deliverable? What came out of it? And, critics will look at it and say they gave Putin a platform. He held a longer press conference and said all kinds of things about how the U.S. is really the cybersecurity threat in the world, and everything else. Supporters of the president will say that he opened this dialogue and he got the G7 nations and NATO nations to sing from the same sheet of music as opposed to the last administration. I think they're trying to find things here. We'll see what comes out of these meetings, but it doesn't seem too tangible, at least right away.
I find it interesting as he comes back, though, Brett, and there's the word that's being thrown around town is a stalled domestic agenda and things still sort of working their way through the Senate, that the Biden administration is now floating the idea of a summit with China. It seems like he's more comfortable dealing with that than he is with wrangling down on the other side of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, I mean, if you took the sitting down and talking with your opposition and maybe put it up on Capitol Hill, that might work a little bit better as far as getting things across the finish line.
Yeah. We also had a string of Supreme Court decisions yesterday. Most notable, I think, had to do with the religious liberties case out of Philadelphia, a unanimous decision as well. What are your Fox News All-Stars saying about that one? And also looking forward, we're in the season now. In the next 2 weeks, we're going to have a flurry.
Yeah. Well, I think that was really telling. I mean, for all of the lambasting the Supreme Court takes from the left, particularly, and throughout the campaign, all this talk about, are we going to pack the Supreme Court, or we need to add justices to balance out the ideology because it's so split. Well, this is a 9-0 decision. This is, the court speaking in one voice here about religious freedom. And I think it signaled a lot about the possibilities of where these other cases are going to go. You know, on the other, the Obamacare case, I think that that is the end of the line for the efforts to unravel it. And now there's going to be, I doubt, any cases taken up by the high court like that, because they're on their third. But on the religious freedom thing, I do think it's a signal to a big deal, actually.
Yeah.
A big deal.
I agree. Real fast, you going to have the U.S. Open fired up during your show prep today? I know this is a big weekend for you.
I do. I love it. I just love majors, period. But it's really cool to see Torrey Pines.
And Torrey Pines is one of the most beautiful vistas you're going to see on television. And isn't high definition the greatest thing for golf?
Yes, it's. I love it. And my former AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am partner, Russell Henley, is leading currently. And so I sent him a text last night and said that he's got to keep it going. So
look at you. Did you give him some pointers? Did you say, hey, I taught him everything you know?
No. Yeah, right. I said, you know, have a cocktail at the turn or something.
Well, listen, this is a $12.5 million purse at the U.S. Open, so I would take any ownership you can on this, Brett. He may throw you a tip. They get very excited when they win these. Everybody gets a tip. Brett, happy Father's Day. Great talking with you, as always.
Thanks a lot. See you all.
It is 8:43 on WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'd love to hear from you.
105.9 FM.
Thank you so much for your radio show.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.